Good afternoon, or evening. I'm going to talk about accreditation of local health departments, a topic that is changing so fast that, you know, it's changing by the week. So you would see that when we proposed this research, there were things that we were talking about seeking, intentions to seek accreditation. Now we know who is already in the system or how many have been already accredited. So the main question that I pose in this research is, you know, we know that health departments, not everybody is like crazy to go for accreditation. I mean, everybody probably want to do it, but there are limitations. So who are those who really want to, you know, who say they would do it? What characteristics particularly are the prerequisites of accreditation, particularly associated with intentions? I would like to acknowledge my co-contributors, Carolyn Leap at NACHO and Kate Beatty at St. Louis University. Right, have no relationship to disclose, no financial conflict of interest. All right, so I'll start with a definition of accreditation, and I particularly wanted to bring your attention to the definition, because this is the main definition being used, and it's straight from the FAB website. So accreditation is basically the development of set of standards, and yes, standards they are. We know they are, like when you talk about those of you who have worked with a health department or are preparing to apply for accreditation, FAB standards and measures is something that really is very detailed, and sometimes it could be scary. So yes, development of set of standards, a process to measure health department performance, and reward or recognition for those health departments who meet standards. So I see that, you know, I'm a big fan of standpoint theory. I see that this definition is from FAB's standpoint. So if I was a local health department trying to find a definition of accreditation, I think I would come up with a different definition. I'll just leave it there. And maybe it's for us to define accreditation from the other standpoint, which is health departments. But anyway, a few slides on basically background, and then I would share with you the results that are not for the weak-hearted. Just kidding. Okay, so, you know, as with the accreditation of the healthcare organizations, we all know that there are some benefits that are anticipated. They materialized for healthcare organizations, and we anticipate that there would be some benefits associated with accreditation of local health departments and state health departments. To name some from CDC and IOM, accountability is one of them. So, you know, you have shown that you've been accountable to something as an accredited health department, and by showing that you are doing things such as, you know, showing standards of quality improvement and plans to do things that are consistent with partnerships and all those things that FAB standards spell out. Consistency is another. So if the standards are spelled out, then, you know, hopefully health departments would do things more consistently. Continuous quality improvement. So for sure, quality improvement is a big component of accreditation for health departments. And it definitely will help demonstrate that health departments have met the nationally recognized standards. So although we don't know what kind of reward is going to be associated with it, but there should be some. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail quickly, just in the interest of time. In 2011, FAB launched the voluntary national public health accreditation program. In very recently, this year, February of 2018, First 11 health departments got accredited, and some of these 11 were state health departments. So I think three of them were state. As of October 28, a total of 19 health departments were accredited, but that doesn't mean there are not many in the pipeline. It's a laborious process for those who apply, and that would be one of the reasons that not everybody want to go through it. I looked at this is straight screenshot from Public Health Accreditation Board, FABS website, and it is about which public health departments have already, you know, they are in the system. That means they may have applied or they've maybe submitted the letter of intent. Right now, I don't know what to make of it other than that maybe I look at this pattern and I'm saying a lot of local health departments are actually in the system, so there are rarely states that are not in the system. But another thing, as an epidemiologist or person who looks for trends, I'm thinking maybe accreditation is contagious in a good way. See that how they are. No, I don't know. I'm just making stuff up here, but it shows some pattern. That similar kind of patterns I saw when I saw budget. We did another research on budget cuts and how they started from like the two ends and went in towards the middle. Anyway, I already spoke about what are the objectives of this research. Study uses 2010 data. 2013 data are not publicly available. When we submitted the abstract, we thought maybe by now maybe we'll get it. I have a few things that are new from 2013. We don't have access to the data, but I have access to friends at Nature who could do a few runs for me, so I'll share some. Okay, so 2010 National Profile of Local Health Departments many of you know about this study. It's a census design, and it also has module questions. So one of the module questions was about accreditation, and so that's the question. I'll share with you what question it was. And so basically, on the top of the screen, rate your level of agreement with the following statement: our LHD would seek accreditation under a voluntary national accreditation program is the main question that was asked on a 5-point Likert scale. And for this research, we have actually converted it into a 3-point Likert scale. So strongly agree, disagree, strongly agree together, strongly disagree together, and neutral category. So. All right, so I'm just going to jump right into the results, and the reason this table looks really ugly is that right before this presentation, I said, you know, I was supposed to talk about what are the prerequisites, and I didn't even say how many, what percent have done it. So I immediately went to some files and just took a screenshot of a table that I had earlier. But so the rest of the tables are better. Just assure you, please don't leave. Okay, so as you see, community health assessment was done within the last 5 years, which is the FAB prerequisite, by 63%, the CHIP by 51.6%, and the strategic plan, if you add 23.9 plus 6.4, 6.5, I think it comes to about 30.4 or something like that, right? Yeah, so 30.4. Okay, so next few slides, I'll show you how, for example, the intentions to apply for accreditation, they vary by CHAchip and strategic plan, but then I'll also show you some variation by health department characteristics. So let's jump right into it. Community health, CHA not in 5 years as opposed to CHA meaning community health assessment. Within 5 years, you could see, and that is why I was saying that, the results are somewhat counterintuitive, but at the end, I'll tell you what my understanding is why. So those health department who had CHA completed within 5 years, they are slightly less likely to pursue accreditation. And same is with CHIP, and the results are not, the group references are not statistically significant. And also another surprising finding is that those who have a strategic plan, they don't have a strategic plan agency-wide, but plan to make a strategic plan within a year. They are the ones, health departments in that category, the highest proportion said they'll pursue accreditation. So I guess it's about, you know, community health assessment and other prerequisites. Local health departments do it on an ongoing basis, but it's about how current they are, because obviously by the time the preparation for accreditation is done, those who had done it within 5 years, some of it would be older by the time they apply. So it would not be, it would not qualify for application. So for example, today it's current, it is within 5 years, but a year from now, by the time the application is submitted, that may not be. So that might be a reason. Okay, so here are some results from the 2013 profile of health departments, courtesy to some friends at NATO. We just wanted to see how things actually changed and to give you a little bit of perspective of what the question is. In the 2013 profile, the question was, which of the following best describe your LHD with respect to participation in FAB accreditation program for LHDs? And you see categories such as already achieved accreditation, have submitted an application, submitted a statement, and all the way to my LHD decided not to apply. So what I did is I converted those categories into three: application or statement submitted, plan to apply, and all those other undecided categories and not applying. Well, there was no health department at the time of the survey who had already, who was already awarded accreditation. So obviously that category wasn't in here. So you could see somewhat similar pattern that the community health assessment, no, but plan to do in next year. Actually not similar, because those who had it within 5 years, only 12% said that they are not applying at this stage. So in 2013, when asked if where are you with respect to accreditation, 13% of those who were within 5 years, who had CHA within 5 years, said they are not applying, as opposed to 20% who had no CHA and didn't plan to do so. And you could see some variation. Okay, so with the strategic, with CHIP also, you could see 13%, 12%, 22%. So those who have not conducted CHIP, which is Community Health Improvement Plan, within 5 years and do not plan to do so, they were actually the highest proportion said we are not applying. And strategic plan, same, very similar results. Strategic plan within 5 years, 11% said not applying. Strategic plan with the no but plan to, 7.4%, a smaller proportion said they are not applying. But you could notice that those who did within 5 years, they actually had, they were in the category where they had taken some steps, such as applied for it or a letter of intent submitted. Okay, so that is that was about the CHA, CHIP, and strategic plan and their relationship with the accreditation intentions. I have some other results that are just nice to know, but that's not the main question. And I got my note of 1 minute left, or? Okay, thank you. Okay, so we see some variation by quality improvement. Those who are in the who did quality improvement, the more likely to do accreditation. Having an epidemiologist made a big difference. Population size, bigger health departments, more likely to apply. Now, multivariate results are based on multinomial logistic regression. Not going to go into detail, but results are somewhat consistent with the bivariate results. So I had some conclusions or discussion about why I thought these results are counterintuitive. I think that we can cover those in question answers, in the interest of time. Or continue. Thank you. You're very kind. Okay, so one of the conclusions that follow from our analysis is that those health departments who are most ready, seemed like they were most ready in 2010, they were not the ones who were most interested in, for whatever reason. And so we all know that accreditation is resource intensive, and when you talk about resource intensive, we've worked with some health departments in Georgia, in preparing them for accreditation. They, in some cases, I've seen teams of 12, 15 people working together. So very resource intensive. And so that may not be high priority for the stakeholders. And one quick final result from 2013 profile that tells why health departments in 2013 said, what are the barriers? Well, the highest barrier was time and effort exceeding benefits. 73% who said they are not pursuing actually said that that's the biggest barrier. The second, high fees and standards exceeding the capacity. And standards not appropriate, that's a small proportion, but that's there is. Okay, so finally, I guess that some of our findings may be less relevant now, and maybe things are changing because there's momentum among the health department. So as you see, in 99, the accreditation prerequisites that we know now, there were fairly high percent of health departments doing them. Then by 2010, which is the data here, 43 and 38% CHA and CHIP. Now by 2013, the interest is actually increasing. So in 2013, 58.5% and 47.5% respectively said that they have the CHA and CHIP that is current, that is within 5 years. With that, I would answer any questions later on. So thank you.